It's another exciting day. It's a Wednesday. The temple was closed yesterday. It's Tuesday, which is a normal day that I tend to go. Anyway, incidentally, this is Cohen Meander going around life and figuring things out. I remember that I am an intensely sensitive person. And I hardly know what to say about that. Didn't really come into this really thinking about what I would say. I'm grateful. I tell you, I made. Oh, okay. That guy's going off that way. Where's my stuff? There it is. Okay. I've been working a little bit. Decided to go more wiki. I guess I'll have to explain this on some level. I've been using one of the newer. It's called DocuWiki. It's a quite popular one. And it isn't that I didn't really particularly like it. There's a term called content management system. It's made to help people create web pages and websites more easily. Back in the old days, back at Web 1.0, there was a thing called GeoCities. And it used to be free. They put advertising on it. And you could just pretty much put up content. And the whole thing was, their advertising model was how much money they would make putting ads, usually at the top, kind of a banner. And that was back in the days of banner ads, which don't exist much anymore at all. And then you could just put whatever, you know, I don't even know if they even had community standards particularly on this stuff. It was just a place where you could put up a website for free, and they had all kinds of stuff. You could put cute little graphics on your website. Didn't have a lot of CSS at all. It really didn't give you the opportunity to really dig around much in the HTML. Maybe it did. You know, to be honest, I didn't use it. I used a couple of different things. I think the one I used was called Homestead. And, you know, I don't remember. That was back in the late 90s, early 2000s, before I got my own on all the time internet thing, internet connection. People don't even understand that. It used to be you would have to turn on your modem and log into your ISP, and then you could use the internet. I finally got a DSL line as part of one of my jobs. I think I got somewhat compensated for it a little bit. And yeah, I finally put up my own website. But anyway, very early on, there were these things, and that was mostly what became content management systems. Things went out, became more democratic. A lot of people ran their own websites, or at least a lot of people I knew did. As soon as they got the ability to have an always-on internet connection, that was the first thing we did. I enlisted one of my old crappy computers to be a web server, and I started doing that. That was when I finally, that was when I first got into Linux. I was a Windows guy for probably about, I don't think I ever really was a Windows guy. No, that's not true. I've been using CPM, and using CPM, I got myself a shell account. There was a few places that would give you a shell account on Unix, and you could send, you know, I did email. Oh boy, I did email in 1997-ish. Once I went out on the boat, we did have a Windows computer, but it was really old. It was like 1990. It was like a Windows 95 that I got from my mom. And we had it rigged with Juno, the old, it was supposed to be free, and it was. Of course, we lived in Tucumcari, New Mexico, which meant it was a long distance call to go out and get this email. And it was basically made to be stored forward. You know, you would actually compose your email while you weren't connected to the internet. You'd get everything ready and together. You'd make all your replies. You'd do all your stuff. And then you would tell Juno to go ahead and talk to their big email server. And so it'd go beep, 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 shh. And off it would go, the modem, and it would make the transferal, and it would just take, you know, it'd just take maybe a minute or two of being online. Then it would shut down, and then that was it. It was a little more evolved, almost. It's not a bulletin board system. Like, it was like a little more evolved FidoNet. It's a good idea. And, you know, it was advertising paid for. You would get advertising with it. And, it made it so that everything, you know, it worked for us. It was simple enough that it worked for Lisa. She could send and receive emails just fine. And then I was out on the boat, and we had, it wasn't Juno, of course, it was CC Mail to send and receive communication back and forth to me while I was on the boat. And that was when I was working oil exploration. And I kind of got a kick out of it a little bit, you know. But I don't know. When I say I've got a lazy nature, I'm not kidding, you know. But I will work on things. Like right now, I'm working on a lot of stuff. Anyway, it made me come back and think, you know what, Nemro, you sure get paid a lot for what you do. And I think I've got a better better opinion of myself than most other people. And does that mean I'm cocky? And you go, yeah, I guess it does. Oy. That's okay. Other people seem to know it, and they don't let me go too far. Or make sure things don't happen. I've got kind of a nice setup at home that's set up so that I can get to it from work, because there is a whole lot of waiting going on. And I try not to cast too many illusions that I'm going to get a full-time job out of this. You know, right now I'm working under contract. It's kind of an open-ended contract, but one can tell that as soon as that money is gone, they don't seem to be opening up a new position for me. And I guess that's okay. Except that, you know, in some months after everything's kind of pulled together and everything's working and we've got everything transferred over, whatever documentation I've come together to pull together, as soon as that's all done, I imagine they will just say, you know, Nemro, you probably need to go. Or I will probably find something else to do. What's a good thing? Anyway, it's been kind of rough. I'm a really, really, really sensitive guy. I recall again, the fact that I'm an INFP comes up again. And I guess I'm kind of glad that I haven't gotten a management job. That's been a blessing. I always tell Heavenly Father not to, you know, if there's a job that's not good for me that I shouldn't take, I need to to arrange for me not to get it. And it's usually not hard. These things are not difficult. The Lord doesn't have to perform miracles. He has to do is just bump something. Systems are easy to bump to make it so you don't get a job. Anyway, so I'm sorry. That was a real diversion, but it's been bugging me lately that I'm not so much sorry, I had to make the big turn, so I had to concentrate for a little bit. it's my turn off of the main little road, which gets a lot of traffic. And going toward Pantex. So, Oh, boy, this one isn't so good. This is definitely going to be a personal one. Anyway, so I've got I had DocuWiki, which, like I said, is kind of a homegrown GeoCities sort of thing. So it kind of goes that way. It has at its heart something akin to a wiki, but it certainly is the kind of wikiness anyway. I was just remembering that at my old work, we had a Zope documentation system, and they all called that the wiki, and I laughed and I said, guys, that's not a wiki. It doesn't even begin to look and smell like a wiki. It's just a content management system. It wasn't Zope, it was Plone, and Plone's just a content management system, and it's got some nice features, but no, I never got around to using any of them. Because we just used it for the basic, what it was. You know, you could search something and it would tell you the pages that such a thing was on. Then you'd go and you'd go to that page and you'd look up the stuff. Very simple. What simple thing people didn't want to have. So, I'm sorry. Guy, this is a horrible recording, but I'll hang on to it. You know, it ends up being something akin to my journal. So, just this last weekend, I decided to do a lot of cleanup. I had done DocuWiki, and DocuWiki has some really nice features, but it really ends up being just not very, whenever I get into something, I tend to be kind of a purist about it. I like wikis because its tendency is to be heavily hypertexted. You know, you have lots of links on there, and it makes it really simple to do that as opposed to doing it with raw HTML, which I use too. My Quix website, the main one, Quix.us, is just raw HTML. I didn't do anything really exotic at all. It's a real simple thing. It doesn't have, there's no intervening software. There is the web server, and then there is the web pages. They're all static web pages. Wiki was made to be the easiest database to put together. If you wanted a relational database, there was a whole lot of, well, it's not really a relational database, but there is a whole lot of links that you could use. All you have to do is make sure that you don't, this poor car is just having issues. These Jeep Patriots it's got a throttle body assembly. And apparently this throttle body assembly, the actuator, and it goes out on a regular basis. And I think this is the third one I've had. I need to buy another one to take the place. Of course, it could be something else this time around. Really could. Of course, they'll say, oh, we needed to replace your computer. And you go, dude, I already got a computer. Of course, you know. Anything that they can get to do, they buy the part, and then they spend a lot of money trying to, you know. It's mostly selling them spending a lot of time on it so they can make some good money. Says, do I understand that? Yeah. But I don't have to do that off of me particularly. Not as wealthy as I appear. But I do look forward to the day when I don't have to drive so much. And where I don't have to go so far. Lisa wants to shop someplace completely different. She's got her crap. I've got mine. And mine is I put up stuff that other people don't really care about. It's sad. But it's the warning voice. It's the whole thing about opening your mouth and being the warning voice. And if people don't want to read it, whatever. Although I didn't know it was going to get down to nobody reading it. I've got a blog. And the blog typically, you know, I'll maybe get at the end of the day, a couple of months in, I'll have maybe a dozen impressions that people have gone out and looked at something I've written. And that's, you know, and you don't get weird about it. Am I going to make any money? No, I'm not going to make a penny. But it's what I do. Got a nice pension coming for me, which I'm really grateful for. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The sad part is that I don't get those jobs anymore. And I don't know what I'm trying to do, honestly. So anyway, Wiki, the whole concept of it, I kind of like. You know, they say, well, it's democratic. And you go, no, I don't know if it's really democratic. It's just, it's mostly do unto others as you would have do unto you without a lot of governance. Although, can I say that, and I use it as kind of a composition platform. There's a whole section of it that nobody else can really see or look at, but that I can get into for my stuff. The big thing is with Wiki is don't get too wrapped up in what's going on. Okay, I gotta stop anyway. So Here's the thing. I didn't say you go and look up the Wiki Way on the internet. It's probably still around. And you'll see what it's supposed to be about. And I just wanted to consolidate down. I don't want things to be difficult. I don't like difficulties. That's why I kind of like HTML. Once you've written something in HTML, it stays that way. You know, it doesn't get reconnoitered too much. Anyway, all right. So I better go because I need to turn off my Bluetooth. Talk to you later. Bye.